From Paradise to Pawpaw to Perry, this is the Michigan Talk Network.
Well, 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 where else would it be but California? The People's Republic of Ridiculousness. A judge has ordered the state of California and a handful of oil companies to present him a two-part tutorial on the subject of global warming and climate change. That's because the cities of San Francisco and Oakland, representing California, are suing people like British Petroleum and others. Regular contributor, Dr. Matt Briggs, back to talk about this. Doctor, welcome back to The Insane.
It's nice to be back, in a way.
Well, you know, we're here
to have to talk about this subject, but there you go.
We're here for therapy. Hey, by the way, it says you're an itinerant a scientist living on a small but densely populated island in the Atlantic Ocean. Where is that?
Oh, somewhere floating in the Northlands there.
All right, fair enough.
Off the East Coast.
All right, I'm just curious. All right, so let me let's talk about this. This judge says that they wants a two-part session, one that will trace the history of scientific study of climate change, beginning with scientific inquiry into the formation of melting of the ice ages, periods of historical cooling and warming, smog, ozone, nuclear winter, volcanoes, global warming, and then to talk about what we know about global warming, glacier melt, sea rise, and coastal flooding. You know, is this a good idea, bad? I mean, maybe the judge is saying, listen, nobody can pinpoint it. Maybe the judge is setting the stage to tell these people to go away with their frivolous lawsuit. What do you think?
That's a great question. Nobody knows what the judge is going to do. He's got a reputation for trying to tutor himself to try to discover these kinds of scientific facts. But you know, he's going to try to learn everything there is about climatology in 4 short hours to judge whether or not these oil companies lied or purposely hid their knowledge of their contributions to global warming. The only problem is, no oil company in the world, nor scientist or anybody, knows how much any oil company contributed to global warming.
Or
nobody
didn't.
Has that information. It's just not available out there, and there's no way to predictably or reliably estimate it even. So it's not clear how the judge is going to do it. Maybe he's doing this just to highlight that, to highlight these massive uncertainties that exist, to show the state of California that there's no real profit in bringing these sorts of lawsuits. But if on the other hand, he says, well, you know, in his 4 short hours of college on this, you know, hideously complex subject, he says, well, there's enough information to go forward. There's people lining up at the gates ready to sue the oil companies because they see the big dollars that are in the pot available for them to get their paws on, and they're salivating.
Well, here's
the
thing.
The other day, for instance, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who everybody, of course, knows,
yeah.
Arnie said, well, you know what we ought to do? We ought to sue these people for murder. We got to charge them with murder, the oil companies, because they knew they
were
contributing
nonsense
to global warming, and global warming kills.
Kills. Well, here's the thing. How many people have died?
Absurd.
Hold on. How many people have died from global warming? Give it more than 1,000, more than 10,000. I mean, come on. It's complete
if it's
nonsense.
Even one, I'd be surprised.
Exactly.
A tenth of a degree increase, a two-tenths of a degree increase.
Now, hold on. You're a scientist.
This is going to kill somebody?
I'm no scientist. I don't have a doctor before my name. I haven't have all the fancy letters behind my name, Dr. Briggs, but I can figure this out. Two things. Heat and moisture create life. That I know for sure, because if I don't have my refrigerator plugged in, all sorts of life develops inside my refrigerator. Heat and water create life. Therefore, global warming and sea rise and more water in the atmosphere will incredibly increase rainforests and growth all over the planet. Is that safe to assume?
It's not only safe, it's true. I mean, the Earth is getting greener, objectively speaking. You know, crops are doing better. Crop output for, you know, all sorts of reasons, not just the fact that they eat carbon dioxide. This is food for them, so that if we increase carbon dioxide, and many plants, food crops, cereal crops, and the like, are carbon dioxide limited, meaning their growth is stunted, more or less speaking, because they don't get enough of it. So as we've been increasing this in the atmosphere, they have been doing better. They've been thriving. There's all sorts of other reasons why crops are doing better.
Let me ask you about something. Hold on.
Certainly a contributory factor.
Yeah, one contributing factor is a thing I like to call John Deere. But we'll get back to that one. But there's a level of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. When it gets too low, somewhere between below, I believe, 300 parts per billion, correct me if I'm mistaken on my math, where you basically start to starve the plants of the planet. And we were very close to that over the last few hundred years a couple of times. Now it's rising to about 400 parts, and that's why there seems to be a robust greening of the planet, as you said. And that's part of what I have read. Is that true?
That's the exact numbers are neither here nor there, but that is absolutely true. A fellow named Sherwood Itso, he ran experiments. They're very famous. Anybody could look them up. Growing plants in a normal carbon dioxide sort of atmosphere, and ones that were somewhat starved of CO2, and others that were rich in abundance of CO2. Those that had the highest levels of CO2 had the greatest growth. The biggest plant mass flourished the most. This is well known. In fact, commercial greenhouses, those that grow tomatoes and the like, they inject carbon dioxide into the air in these greenhouses to help feed the plants. So it can't be that increasing carbon dioxide is uniformly bad, even if it contributes to a modest, very modest change in the global average temperature.
All right, so as we sit here then, there's another story that came to my attention here recently. You might have seen this. It was covered by the news a little bit. Off the coast, on the Gulf Coast side of Florida, there's a small key there, Manasota Key. And off the key, they found in about 21 to 25 feet of water an Indian burial ground, perfectly preserved, 7,500 years old, give or take, perfectly preserved. 7,500 years ago, it was about 10 feet above water, right? And now it's 20, 25 feet below water, perfectly preserved, which leads me to believe that the water came up very slowly over the last 7,500 years. And I just begs the question, what kind of SUVs did these Indians drive?
That's it. I mean, the whole point is we're in an interglacial period right now, and that means the glaciers that are covering the northern and most southern parts of the globe are melting a little bit, and they necessarily increase the size of the oceans. The ocean level, it ebbs and flows with the orbital mechanics of the Earth as we pass in and out of these glacial periods. This is not unusual. This is not something that we could change. We can't change the orbit of the Earth. We can't monkey with the sun to the extent that people think that we can. So we absolutely affect the climate. I don't want anybody going away thinking that mankind doesn't affect the climate. But absolutely, as I've always said, every species on the planet affects the climate. They can't help but do so. And neither can we help but do so. There's no way for us not to affect.
Can you hold
climate.
That thought right there? Can you hang with me a couple more minutes?
Sure.
All right, hang on right there. Dr. Matt Briggs with me here on the Steve Gruber Show on a Free for All Friday. I want to hold you through the break here because I want to explore that point just a bit longer, and we've got an ability to do so. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Free for All Friday. Sit tight right there, my friends. We'll be right back. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power.